From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? I hope you are fine and I will accompany you with 60 minutes ahead for today's edition. And would like to present some programs started with news, commentary and other soft information as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop song. Listener, we begin our program with news. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. First, the headlines. Indonesia and the UK to sign investment cooperation in three priority sectors. Sweden supports Indonesia in disaster risk reduction with analysis technology and early warning system. Now, the news in detail. The governments of Indonesia and the United Kingdom will sign a cooperation on investment in three priority sectors at the summit of the 2022 G20 summit in Bali next November. This was revealed in a meeting between the Minister of Investment and Head of the Investment Coordinating Board, Bahlil Hadalia, and British Investment Minister, Lord Grimstone, on the sidelines of the 2022 World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. The three priority sectors within the scope of the cooperation are the downstream nickel mining industry and other minerals that generate added value, new renewable energy, and the health industry. The Swedish ambassador to Indonesia, Marina Berg, expressed her country's support for Indonesia in disaster risk reduction in the form of technological assistance. The ambassador said after a high-level meeting on the fourth day of the 7th Global Disaster Risk Reduction Platform meeting in Nusa Dua, Bali on Thursday.
But what I think we can support Indonesia with is the technique and technology when it comes to both in making risk analysis, but also when it comes to doing the preparedness and early warning systems, because you need the techniques to be able to implement early warning systems. There, I think we can support Indonesia.
Ambassador Marina Berg added, Sweden have collaborated with Indonesia for 3 years to implement the Sustainable Development Goals, which are part of the 2030 Agenda, as well as the Paris Agreement. Ambassador Marina Berg also appreciated Indonesia for holding the 7th Global Disaster Risk Reduction Platform meeting very well. Indonesia is also considered to have knowledge of disaster risk reduction. Next, we have Speaker of the House of Representatives, Puan Maharani, who highlighted the vital role of the Parliament in disaster risk reduction at the second plenary meeting on the evaluation of the Sendai Framework. She said in her speech at the plenary meeting at the Bali Nusa Dua Convention Center in Badung, Bali on Thursday, parliaments have a unique position in disaster management as a catalyst for policy making, including bridging the interests of various parties. The last national news comes from the Indonesian Ministry of Finance that stated the second framework working group meeting under the Indonesian G20 presidency prioritized macroeconomic sustainability from climate change and the scaring effect of the COVID-19 pandemic. This was stated by co-chair president Nela Sri Hendrieti in Jakarta on Thursday. In the second framework working group, the delegates discussed the outlook and global economic risks triggered by the crisis in Ukraine, high and persistent global inflationary pressures, as well as the impact of tightening monetary policy in many countries. Next to the international news. despite commitments to building resilience, tackling climate change, and creating sustainable development paths, today's social, political, and economic choices are doing the opposite. This not only jeopardizes the achievement of the Sendai Framework for Disaster Risk Reduction 2015 to 2030, but also hinders progress towards the Paris Agreement and the Sustainable Development Goals set out in Transforming Our World, the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. So this is why the United Nations Disaster Risk Reduction released its 2022 Global Assessment Report. After a press conference in Nusa Dua, Bali on Thursday, Head of Global Risk Analysis and UNDRR, or United Nations Disaster Risk Reduction, and lead author of the Global Assessment Report 2022, Jenti Kearse-Wood, told Voice of Indonesia that the report is a contribution from UNDRR for ministers to make policies so that sustainable development goals can be achieved. Moving on to the acting director of Africa's top public health agency that said on Thursday he hoped vaccine hoarding as seen by wealthier nations during the COVID-19 pandemic would not be repeated with the current monkeypox outbreak. Monkeypox, a usually mild viral infection, is endemic in the African countries of Cameroon, Central African Republic, Democratic Republic of Congo, and Nigeria. The last news comes from a 6.1 magnitude earthquake struck off the coast of East Timor on Friday, the U.S. Geological Survey, or USGS, said, although there were no immediate reports of damage. The USGS said the quake struck at a depth of 51.4 kilometers off the eastern tip of Timor Island, which is split between East Timor and Indonesia. The Indian Ocean Tsunami Warning and Mitigation System issued the tsunami warning for the region. Next, we present you commentary entitled Marcos Dynasty Again Leads the Philippines.
Today's commentary is on Marcos Dynasty Again Leads the Philippines. The Philippine Congress announced Ferdinand Romualdo Marcos Jr. as the winner of the Philippine presidential election last Wednesday, May the 25th. Marcos Jr. will replace Rodrigo Duterte, who will end his term in June after 6 years. This marked the resumption of the Marcos regime's rise to leadership in the Philippines. Marcos Jr. is the son of former President Ferdinand Marcos and is known as Bongbong. At the last vote count, he had more than 31 million votes, or more than 58%, beating his rival, incumbent Vice President Maria Leonor Robredo, who has just over 15 million votes. The joint session of the Philippine Congress also declared Sara Duterte Carpio, Rodrigo Duterte's daughter, the winner of the vice presidential election. Marcos Jr., who will become the Philippines' 17th president, will be sworn in on June the 30th. He thanked everyone and urged the people to help him in ushering a new era of progress for the country. In his campaign, he pledged to unite the Southeast Asian nation. However, more than a matter of unity, Marcos Jr. will take over the presidency amid economic and health challenges due to the pandemic. The Marcos Jr. government needs to address many of the problems plaguing the Philippines, such as unemployment, inflation, higher debt to gross domestic product or GDP ratio, and skyrocketing gas and oil prices. Government data shows that 23.7% of the country's nearly 110 million people live in poverty. The new government will also inherit more than $240 billion of accumulated debt by the end of March, mainly due to the cost of dealing with COVID-19 pandemic. In addition to facing those problems, Marcos Jr. also faced resistance from some Filipinos for his victory. Before the official announcement of the presidency last Wednesday, protesters gathered at the country's National Human Rights Commission to denounce the election results. Police responded with water cannon to prevent the groups from marching to Congress. A number of critics have also argued that Marcos Jr. should be banned from participating in the presidential election because it is believed that he failed to file his income tax report. Two cases of prosecution against Marcos Jr. has reached the Supreme Court. However, if he wins, it is certain that the Marcos dynasty will rule the country according to the constitution for the next 6 years. Well, that was commentary over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Well, listener, the program commentary ends the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
I'll start today in history with May 27, 1937. The Golden Gate Bridge officially opened to the public. The Golden Gate Bridge is an iconic building that connects San Francisco and Marin County in California. The bridge, which is considered an engineering marvel, is 1.7 miles or 2.7 kilometers long and 90 feet or more than 27 meters wide. The Golden Gate Bridge officially opened to pedestrians on May 27, 1937. The following day, via a White House telegraph, President Franklin Roosevelt announced that the Golden Gate Bridge was open to cars and the rest of the world. In the first 75 years after its inauguration, the Golden Gate Bridge was only closed 3 times due to weather conditions. Turning to May 27, 1964, Indian Prime Minister Jawaharlal Nehru dies. Jawaharlal Nehru is the first Prime Minister of India. On May 27, 1964, the founder of modern India and then Prime Minister of India, Jawaharlal Nehru, died suddenly at the age of 74. Nehru, who is often referred to as Pandit Nehru, fell ill in the early hours of the morning at his home in New Delhi, and his passing saddens India. Prime Minister Nehru is believed to have suffered a heart attack. Specialists fought to save him most of the day. Nehru died that afternoon at the side of his daughter Indira Gandhi. end today in history with May 27, 2006, the Yogyakarta earthquake. An earthquake with a magnitude of 5.7 rocked Yogyakarta and Central Java on May 27, 2006 at 5:53 West Indonesia time. Citing Kompas.com, as a result of the earthquake, more than 5,800 people died and 20,000 people were injured. Most of the victims died because of collapsing buildings, while many injured victims also occurred because of panic. The earthquake also caused the Prambanan Temple complex to be heavily damaged. Of the three main temples in the complex, Brahma Temple suffered the most damage. Most of the stones, ornaments, and reliefs of the temple and a statue of Lord Brahma collapsed and closed the entrance to the building. Well, that was today in history.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyō shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashō. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Well, fellow listener, you've listened to the song and you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vnews.id. In today's edition, I'd like to give you another segment, My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Kadin and Switzerland discuss cooperation on sustainable energy. The Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Kadin, had a bilateral meeting with the economy SUSE and some company CEOs from Switzerland to strengthen cooperation on sustainable energy. The bilateral meeting was held at Pavilion Indonesia in Davos, Switzerland on Tuesday as part of Roadshow B20. B20 is a group of companies from G20 member countries. As quoted from Antara, the bilateral committee head of Economy SUSE, Francis Wanandi, after the meeting said, currently Indonesia had a project sustainable council with Switzerland. Swiss companies are interested in investing in Indonesia, especially in sustainable energy and infrastructure. According to Francis, the delegate heads plan to project by creating a blueprint about matters that can be supported by the Swiss companies in technology, investment, and manpower. Textile industry can be a great point discussed in the meeting, since textile is an industry that is hazardous to the environment. Swiss companies have some waste management tech that can reduce the pollution, so they welcome the offer from the Indonesian Textile Association. Meanwhile, head of Kadin Indonesia, Arsyad Rashid, in the meeting said Indonesia has the Kadin Net Zero Hub to reduce the greenhouse gas. The program became a platform for sharing information, knowledge, and equipment for the private sector. Chair of B20 Indonesia Sinta Kamdani affirmed that sustainable energy discussion is also a focus of Indonesia in the G20 presidency and Kadin as the B20 host. Kadin discussed those issues and wanted to show that Indonesia is serious about the project. Through the G20 Indonesia presidency and Kadin in the B20, the president wanted Kadin Indonesia to make result and not only discuss policies only. That was my Indonesia.
Take it or leave it, cause it's once in a lifetime. I'm so tired of frowning. You're no healer, and you think that I need you. Falling, I'm too scared to admit it, but I'm so close to the limit. I'm never gonna be what you want anymore. Take it or leave it. Just take it or leave it.
Rantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chaku yo shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。Evite
la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des Covid-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listeners, then we would like to present next segment Indonesia Wonder, about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listeners, if you travel to Lumajang City, East Java, you will find many beautiful waterfalls there. One of them is the Kapas Biru Waterfall. This waterfall has a wide and sweet flow of water. If you see from a far distance, there is a bluish color that appears on the sides. Therefore, its name is called Kapas Biru. The location is in Pronojiwo Village, Lumajang Regency, East Java. In spite of being located in Lumajang, Kapas Biru Waterfall is quite reachable from Malang City, with a distance of about 67 kilometers. Approximately, it takes 2 hours to arrive by motor vehicles. The opening hour of the waterfall is 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Meanwhile, the ticket price is 10,000 per person, motorcycle parking cost 5,000, and for cars 10,000 rupiah. To arrive at Kapas Biru Waterfall, you have to walk for 1 kilometer by going down the stairs and through the rice fields from the entrance. Your hard work will not be in vain if you arrive there. You will be amazed by the beauty of the Kapas Biru Waterfall. The waterfall is estimated to have a height of about 100 meters. The water source comes from the flow of the Besukbang River or the Lengkong River, which originates on the slopes of Mount Semeru. The waterfall is one of the many waterfalls that is formed on the edge of the steep valley of the Besukbang Glidik River on the border of Malang Regency. The scenery around the waterfall is at the height of 500 meters above sea level, and it is very beautiful. There are high cliffs with reddish brown in color, with green moss and loose trees around it. You can enjoy the fresh water around the river flowing between the rocks when you arrive there. Although it is a bit cold, it feels very refreshing. Please don't forget to capture the moment by using a video camera to get the beauty of this waterfall. In this tourism attraction, there are also facilities such as a large parking lot, prayer room, bathrooms, toilets, food stalls, and many more. That's Indonesian Wonder for today's edition. See you tomorrow with another interesting topic. Bye-bye.
dan yang engkau tahu, kini beda dari waktu ke waktu. Ku akan seperti dulu dengan cinta yang baru, yang berbeda dari waktu ke waktu. Memang ku punya salah, ku salah, eh. Tapi kini ku ingin tunjukkan, oh, masa laluku mendewasakanku, eh. Aku telah berubah, telah berubah, telah berubah. Kini punya cinta yang terindah.
Just listen to the third pop song, and for next segment we'll present to you Miss Eleni. So stay tuned for a listener on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Menyatakannya, I fall in love with you. dekatnya persahabatan ini mulai berubah. Oh, oh. Can you see the secret of my eyes? Can you feel what I feel here inside? I fall in love with you. Haruskah ku katakan cinta? Ku ragu untuk menyatakannya. I fall in love with you. Dan aku pun tak bisa lagi menahan rasa ini di dada. Haruskah ku katakan padanya ku jatuh cinta? Can you see the secret of my eyes? Can you feel what I feel here inside? I fall in love with you.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, next segment would like to give you information about music. For today's edition, we'll present traditional music, so stay tuned, Voice Listener.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a regional song from Central Java entitled Layang Kangen. Layang Kangen means letter of longing. The song tells the longing of a couple who are far apart and can only communicate through letters. This song was composed by Didi Kempot and first released in 2012. While the video clip was just released in 2018. Here is Didi Kempot with the original song from Central Java entitled Layang Kangen.
Thank you.
Songs Indonesia.
In the house, yo man. Let me tell you something about this song. Check it out. Tidak perlu pantai jika ingin bersantai. Dengarlah lagu ini lewat headphone yang kau pakai. Nikmati sambil tanganmu melambai-lambai. Baru bilang bye-bye, eh sudah sampai.
Wow. Kau kena buah
Voice of Indonesia.
Tersenyumlah Indonesiaku.
Jauh masa depan, kelak suatu hari ku akan menjadi cahaya bagi Indonesia. Ayolah kawan, bersama kita akan harumi Indonesia.
what you want anymore.
Never gonna be what you want.
Take it or leave it. Just take it or leave it. Take it or leave it. Just take it or leave it. Never gonna be what you want anymore. You're dragging me down. Maybe it's not your intention.
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your attention. And after this English language program broadcasting, we will give another interesting information. So stay tuned with us at Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, do not forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia and Instagram account at voice.of.indonesia or our Twitter account at voiindonesia. And you can also give your criticism and suggestion to our email address voi@vianews.id.